The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views and opinions of this podcast sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? It's time for the final countdown. The show starts in 3.
All right, baby. Here we go with another call out of the stations. Can you dig it? Answer the phone, dummy.
Pinky's Pizza.
Listen, you got any more of those secret agent spy scopes?
Hip parade on a stethoscope.
No, the secret agent spy scope, man. That pulls in the moon, the stars, the planets, and the satellites, and the spacemen.
You must have the wrong number, partner.
This is the Glitter Squirrels Podcast, and now, here are your hosts, DJ Slim and John Hall.
Hey guys, it's Slim. It's about 2:18 in the morning. I'm gonna get a little personal with you, okay? I don't really have anybody to talk to, so this is my method. Anyway, had a friend pass away. Just got the news tonight. Found out about it on Facebook. It's really kind of bothering me. As my pop explodes everywhere. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know what I am tonight. I don't know if I'm hurting. I don't know if I'm sad. I'm not real sure. I just know it sucks, man. I really just don't know how to comprehend what happened. I knew that he had cancer, I do believe, or at least I was told that at one time. I don't know, that could have been myth or folklore or whatever, but, you know, still sucks, you know, when you lose a friend like that. And I was kind of proud to call him a friend, you know, because He was my dude, you know, right when my dad died, in 2007. I went to this little place in Galpolis Ferry, West Virginia. It was called the Blue Note Karaoke Cafe. This guy owned it. And, this is literally days after my dad had died. I think it was 2 days after he died, because we had his funeral 3 days after he passed on the 25th. But on the 24th, I walked into this Blue Note Karaoke Cafe, and I walked in there to have a beer with some friends. And the only reason I pulled in was because there was a poster in the window that said record yourself here. And I said, do what? So I pulled in, and me and my buddy Andy East, we got out, and I went in there, and my dad had always wanted Freebird played at his funeral. Well, my thinking was, when I saw record yourself here, was how awesome would it be if I get to sing that for him? So I didn't know if I could do it or not. I walked into that bar, I had a couple beers, and they called my name to come up to the stage. And so I went up to the stage, and when I did, I just got this overwhelming calm over me, and I was able to sing the song without hysterically crying or, you know, anything like that. And I just thought it was really cool. And had it not been for my friend that I lost tonight, you know, I wouldn't have got that opportunity. And then he contacts me about 2 weeks later and tells me he needs a DJ. And of course, you guys know me, so I jumped at the opportunity. And at the time, I was living in Willowwood, Ohio. And I was driving from Willowwood to Galpolis Ferry every day to go DJ for him. So fast forward 10 years later, and it was about 2018 or so, I started seeing Jeff at all the places I was hanging out at in Barbersville. Well, I found out that he had a karaoke business he was running. And, I mean, of course, that makes sense. The guy used to own a karaoke bar, and, you know, now he's running karaoke on the side. I don't know. You know, Jeff was a good dude. He really was. Always happy to see you. Always. And, you know, I feel some type of way about it. It's bothering me, you know, because it's like, he used to invite me to his gigs all the time. And when I never showed up, I just wonder if that was a huge disappointment to him, or, you know, if he understood. That's something I'll never know. I do know that anytime he did see me, he was always excited to see me. He'd always say, "Come on, let's do some Lynyrd Skynyrd." And of course, I can't turn that down. But anyway, thanks for listening to me rant. Appreciate you. Y'all have a good night. Me and John will be back with another episode soon.
Thanks for tuning into the Glitter Squirrel Podcast. We appreciate you. This episode was brought to you by Poddex. That's right, Poddex. They are the hottest new tool for podcasters looking to have more meaningful conversations or gamify their podcast. Simply shuffle up, ask a question, and let the content roll. Get yours today at poddex.com and use code GLITTERSQUIRRELS for a 10% off discount.
Also brought to you by Era One Watches. Adventurous and a witty creator, willing to jump into new ideas and make the best watch faces out there. If you've got a smartwatch on your wrist, you need these watch faces on your smartwatch. He's got all kinds of cool stuff. He's got like a ship and a bottle, red timber, platinum purple.
Solids, I mean, these pictures, these graphics.
Yeah, these watches look cool as hell. And guess what else he's got, John?
What else?
He's got a glitter squirrel's face.
Well, there you go. You know, Christmas is coming, and everybody might want that in their stocking.
Hey, well, if you get a smartwatch for Christmas, download the glitter squirrel's face. Go there.
There we are.
There you go. Right there. The glitter squirrels.
Yeah, I got two right there. Look at that.
Yep.
We made it to watches.
Yeah, we have. We made it to smartwatches.
Just in time.
I just caught your joke. Timing was terrible. I want you guys to go check out my boy, Derek Colt. Is who makes them. He's got one for Android and one for Apple. He's might going to have some new ones because we've since changed the logo around a little bit.
Era One Watches.
Make sure to follow Mr. Derek. He wants you to visit Facer, facer.io/u/Era1. Once again, that's Era One Watches for all your smartwatch face needs.
We know your time is precious, and we thank you for spending it with us. If you would like to leave us something to talk about in a future show, say hi to your mom, tell everyone how awesome our podcast is, or anything else, please visit our page, anchor.fm/glittersquirrels. Again, thanks for your time, and we will catch you next week on the Glitter Squirrels Podcast.